As we continue along with our SMSU campus update, joining us in studio, as per usual, is Marcy Olson. Marcy, good morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
I'm great.
Should we talk about the weather?
Of course, because okay. You know my feelings on wind chill. I'm just going to let that one go.
Yep.
But I would say today's weather is what we would call a mixed bag.
A very mixed bag.
Yeah.
And it's kind of confusing. Like mm-hmm. I said, you look outside, looks picture perfect. And then here in like 5 to 6 hours.
Be ready for anything.
Yeah.
It's that kind of day. So we're going to wing it.
And we're going to wing it here on the SMSU campus update as well.
We are. It's our last show.
You know, we're just having fun.
Yes, we are. We're going to have fun this morning.
And with that, we're going to have a guest who has been in the studio pretty much every single week that we've had the SMSU campus update throughout this year. It's Mitch Reby, but he's been kind of hiding out in the background.
Yes, my silent partner on the radio show.
Yeah, once again, Mitch Reby is a digital marketing strategist in the communications and marketing office at SMSU. And Mitch, good morning.
Good morning, Josh.
How are you doing today?
Doing pretty good.
Well, that's good to hear because I know we've seen you a number of times, but you're the guy hiding out in the background, running the cameras,
yep.
kind of taking all of this stuff and turning it into more digital content for SMSU, right?
Yep. I make the people who normally get featured on the show a little nervous because normally they're on the radio and they're like, oh, I don't have to worry about looking good. And then I show up with a GoPro and they're like, oh. Oh, no.
I should have dressed nicer.
Yeah, I should have dressed nicer. I should have did my hair. I'm like, nah, you'll be fine. So.
Yeah. So first of all, I mean, tell us a little bit about yourself, kind of your background, what brought you to SMSU and, you know, the things you enjoy doing at SMSU.
Yeah. So I actually graduated from SMSU back in 2020. I heard about SMSU through a buddy. He said the campus here was absolutely gorgeous. So I applied, got in, and not too many colleges have a digital media broadcasting type degree that's fairly inexpensive. So I was like, I want to be on SportsCenter. And I quickly realized that I'm like, maybe I'm better behind the camera doing some editing and shooting. So I went through the program, loved it, went on to try a year at SMSU's master's program and then ended up getting a job and it's doing social media work. So and then found my way back here.
Very cool stuff. Now, working with social media,
mm-hmm.
is it fun? Is it challenging? How would you describe that?
It's a passionate job.
Yeah.
You got to know what you're doing, and you can't just wing it. You know, there's a lot that people don't know that you need to think about when you're creating your content. You just can't throw something together and expect it to do well every single time. You might have one video that blows up, you know, and then you'll go 15 or 20 that go stale and you're like, what am I doing? So there's some real strategy behind making these videos pop off or do well consistently. You know, I take it as a win if we don't have a video necessarily blow up, but we're consistently growing our platforms and our audience. So.
Well, and that's,
Mitch is always looking at things like what's trending. We're going to try this kind of content and mm-hmm. what times of day are going to get the most engagement. So it's really all in thinking about it all the time.
Yep.
It's pretty much trying to crack the algorithm code, right?
There's that element to it. It's not the sole focus, but that plays a part into it. And I think the biggest component I would advocate that social media people would hopefully agree with me on is that you just got to know your audience and mm-hmm. Make your content tailored to your audience. And if you don't know who your audience is, then you need to figure that out first.
Yeah. And I think being authentic, like SMSU, yes. we know who we are. We know our messages and we know our audience knows who we are. So if we try and pretend to be something we're not, they're going to see right through that.
Yeah.
You're not Harvard.
No.
You're
and
not
we're fine
the
with that.
Ohio State University.
We are the Southwest Minnesota State University.
Exactly.
And
we're more than
it.
Happy with that.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, tell us a little bit about some of the behind the scenes work you do. Obviously, I see it running the camera, but I only see a small portion of it because then you take all that video, all the audio we send you, and then you make magic happen.
Yeah. So short form media, I would say a good 30%, at least on my socials is, you know, podcast type content where, you know, they have a full episode, but they take a highlight and cut it down to between 30 seconds to just over a minute. And that's what I'm doing basically, is taking either the theme for the show or the best part of the show, the funniest part, and putting that together in a kind of a quicker feel. And so that way listeners can be like, oh, I really enjoyed that. I would like to go listen to the full episode to get a little bit more context behind it. So,
and where can we find these, you know, all the content creation that you post?
The full episodes? Yeah. So we post to a lot of actually different podcasting websites. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and then some lesser known ones. We're also on Samsung, BoomPlay, and Player FM. So those are all the places we send out to for.
So anywhere people find their podcasts, they can find us.
Yep.
And is that just the most recent up-to-date podcast, or is there an archive?
Oh, you can listen to the very first episode all the way through to this one. So.
And of course, this is a big week for SMSU. Marcy, I can just see by looking at your face, you know, I don't know if stressed is the word, but maybe you're feeling a little stressed.
You know, commencement used to stress me out a lot more than it does now, because I've got such an awesome team of creative content and production people. The staff in my office is great. So just knowing I've got a team of people to make things happen throughout the week is really great. But we have a lot of stuff going on. So we've got staff at events all day Friday, all day Saturday, cranking out content. And then when the events are done, they're still at the office going through content, going through photos, going through video, and getting stuff ready for people to see.
Yep.
Share photos with their families. And, you know, grandpa and grandma want to see pictures on Facebook. So we try and get things out pretty quickly.
That's been a big push for me, is trying to get content out as quickly as we can, because that's really the main point why we do what we do in our office, is to allow people to see SMSU, and we don't want to gatekeep that or make that inaccessible for the people in those photos or video, or, you know, family members or friends that want to see that as well. So that's kind of been a big push and drive for me, is try to make content available ASAP. So
yeah, and that really drives engagement too, because if we wait a week to post something, people have forgotten about it and they've moved on to something else, and it's not as well viewed, I would say.
Yeah, it's not top of mind anymore, so they just don't, they're like, oh, that happened like a week ago, I don't really care about that anymore.
Yeah, times have changed, you know, back when it would take a while for news to reach this part of the state or this part of the country.
Right.
And now everything is just in an instant like that. You can find out whatever's happening across the globe. So the faster you get that content out,
Well, and it's just fun for us to share the visuals from the day with the students and the families who just witnessed it, and for them to be able to share, like, oh, I couldn't capture that photo myself because I wasn't on the floor or I wasn't in that space. And we can get that out and share that with them. That's what makes it really fun, what we do.
Yeah, and I was going through the SMSU Today, their Facebook Reels.
Yeah.
Those short videos. Great stuff. I saw the one with our most recent guest last week. But then I like the montage of all the happenings happening at SMSU with the mud volleyball, you know, everything. You kind of compiled it all into one video. I mean, that was a great job.
Yeah, that's a dual effort between, I would say, me and our GAs. They do excellent, excellent work on putting those. As much as I like to think that I'm on top of trending audio, they are 10 steps ahead of me, usually, on anything that's popular.
And
cracking that code of the algorithm.
Because they're in it 24 hours a day themselves. And I got to give a shout out to our GAs, Juliana Villa. She's graduating on Saturday. We're very sad she's leaving. Total rock star. And our other GA, Jenny Aguilar. She is in her first semester of the grad program. So she's going to be with us for a little while.
We spoke with them, two, correct?
Yeah, that was in the fall.
That was a very cool conversation.
With them. They are fantastic, so creative, and work great with the team to make magic happen.
Yeah,
no doubt. And I got to ask, with commencement fast approaching, do we have a bunch of content creation ideas? How do you take all of commencement and put it into, you know, these short, easy to consume videos.
Yeah, so that's kind of what I've been doing this Monday and part of today is finding some audios that I want to apply our videos to, because I'll be shooting both video and photos Saturday. So finding some audio so that way I can just lay my clips on top of it and get it out to the public. And then also shooting for next year's commencement for video intros for the actual show, and you know, maybe doing a little bit more pre-planning when it comes to highlighting graduation, so everyone keeps it top of mind for, instead of a week out, we're doing 2 weeks out, and you know, making sure that parents are aware of where to watch, or you know, how to get tickets, or what time the event is, and all that kind of thing. Those things. So
yeah, and I should remind people that Mitch joined us in October, so he is just partway through a full cycle of our academic year.
Yeah, very cool. Marcy, as we mentioned, this is a pretty big week. Do you have the full schedule, or at least most of the schedule in front of us?
I do. I can tell you a little bit about what's happening throughout the week, because you know, we are in the last days of the Fine Arts Celebration. So we have the Digital Media Student Showcase on, that is today. No, that's tomorrow from 4 to 6 p.m. in BA 102. And then we have the Stage Management Showcase on Thursday from 10 to noon in the Fine Arts Lobby. This weekend, big commencement weekend, we have the International Student Sash Ceremony at 1 o'clock in the upper ballroom. We have, the students will be rehearsing for commencement, so they know what to do when they get to the RA facility, how to walk across the stage and not feel awkward. So highly recommend that students participate in that. After rehearsal, we have a little celebration for the class of 2024. And then we have the nurse pinning ceremony. So all the students who graduate from the nursing programs, it's tradition in nursing programs to get a special pin. So we have a pinning ceremony. And then, of course, the big day, Saturday, 10 a.m. in the RA, is our 56th commencement ceremony. We have about 365 students of the just about 500 who are eligible to walk. So it's a pretty good number. We'll be participating.
No doubt. And you mentioned the pins, and you gave a little bit of context to that. What about the sashes? Can you give us some more context on that?
So students from around the world receive a sash that represents their country that they wear. And it's a really special ceremony for them. They get dressed up. They have a great time. Some of their family members are coming. So it's a great way for them to celebrate with each other and recognize their home countries.
Very cool. And that, once again, commencement kicks off at what time again?
10 Saturday. Yes. So lineups around 9. The RA opens at 9 o'clock, so families can start finding a seat. People in town are going to notice a little more traffic. Welcome folks, because they're here and it's a big weekend, and we're really, really proud of our students who've gotten to this point.
And as we wind down the end of this spring semester, the school year, you guys just get to take a break for the next few months, right?
Yeah, we were just joking about that, weren't we? I'm gonna, you know, crank up my lawn mowing business and take it easy. And what are you doing this? I'm just kidding. We don't do that. We work all summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us about some of the stuff you're gonna be working on.
Yeah. So last probably month has been a little hectic for me anyways, just getting content, because the students do leave. So it's really hard for me to shoot video of no one being around. So I've got a couple of different projects in the work that I'm going to be cutting together over the summer, and then we'll be publishing that in the fall, late summer, early fall. Music programs is going to get a good piece put out for them. We have an exchange program that we're going to be highlighting. We actually have our first cohort from that program graduating this spring. So
yeah, and those students are from the Dominican Republic, and it's a 2+2 program. So yep, they do 2 years in the Dominican Republic at INTEC, and then they come here for their final 2 years for computer science and data science degrees.
Yep.
Very cool stuff. But I got to ask, Mitch, do you have any like big ideas or big projects that you've been thinking about this year that maybe you haven't been able to implement that you look forward to maybe implementing down the road?
A big project actually that I've started implementing is just our biggest asset is our website for the college to, you know, get students, because that's where they're going to apply, and you know, that's where they're going to try to find their program, and you know, try to see what campus looks like and what their meal plan is going to cost them and everything like that. So just it's me and Marcy talk about this from time to time. It's just like chipping away at the website and updating just little chunks of it. So a big thing I've been doing, along with finding interesting stories throughout campus with different programs, is also just recording them talking about their program that they're in, and taking those, you know, we're cut them down to about a minute and posting them within their little area of the website. And hopefully when students find that program that they're looking at, they can watch the video and be like, oh, that's a student talking legitimately about the program. No, it's not fluff. It's not scripted by any means. I literally just show up with the camera, ask them questions, they respond, and I just put it together.
Those students are giving their honest feedback about what their program is like, and so students who are interested in the same program can see that, and we kind of package things in small bites so that we are resonating with the students who are looking at us and giving them information in digestible formats.
So very cool.
That's kind of a big project I have taken on and wanting to do and am implementing, I guess.
Yeah. Ongoing. Yeah. Ongoing. Yes. We've got 5,000 plus pages on our website, so we've got a, you know, we got a few to cover and go over on a regular basis.
I mean, it's like street or road construction in Minnesota. It's just a constant. It's always going to be there, but you see the improvement.
We spend a lot of time on the main highways and maybe don't always get to the county roads, but yes, good analogy.
Yeah, there you go. Some quality stuff here, and I do want to mention, because you said a GA is going to be graduating this year, correct? Mm-hmm. So pretty big shoes to fill. Are we looking at expanding this social media department, or what are we looking at for the next year?
Big shoes. Julianne is a huge asset for our department. She does a lot, and I don't know how we're going to do it, but
we've got 4 students interested in the position that we'll be interviewing next week, I believe, and big shoes to fill, but we have a great team. We've got Maddie Groff and Joe Zimmerman, Stacy Molso, and a great team of undergraduate students who work for us too.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward to seeing the new faces.
Mm-hmm. We'll bring them on.
They might be hiding
back.
Are we going to actually interview them? Or are we going to make them sit in the corner like Mitch all year?
No, we would actually put them on the GoPro behind the mic, chit-chatting with you live in person.
Very, very cool. Mitch Reby, digital marketing strategist in the communications and marketing office at SMSU. Thanks for the chat. It's been a pleasure, you know, chatting with you off air throughout the year. Good to talk with you on air here today.
You bet.
And now, Marcy, I mean, we already went through the schedule, right?
We did. I just want to give people a few highlights to consider for the summer, as we are still open, if people didn't know that. We've got some exciting things coming up over the summer. The Children's Theater Workshop is a tradition in the theater program. That's in a partnership with Marshall Community Services. We have the 39th annual Drowned SMSU Golf Classic. That's Friday, June 21st. A lot of our athletic teams host summer camps. We've got later in the summer Mustang Pathway and Summer Bridge programs. Of course, we are thinking well into fall, thinking about Gold Rush Days, Move-In, Homecoming, Prairie Jam, Women's Leadership Conference, Family Weekend. All those things
Ag
are top of our minds right now.
Ag Bowl.
Yes,
Ag Bowl. Can't forget about the Ag Bowl.
Ag Bowl. No. Yes. We've got so many great things coming up in the fall that we are full speed ahead on those things.
Great stuff, Marcy.
It's always fun.
Are we done?
We are until fall. You won't see me until August.
I tried to drag this out as long as possible because I don't want it to end, but until next time, Marcy, thanks for the update, and we'll talk to you again down the road.
Great to be here. Thanks for having us.